You are listening to the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short texts, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This text was written and read by American writer, theorist and artist Evan Calder Williams, the author of Roman Letters and Combined and Uneven Apocalypse. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
Like cancer, or money, or dusk, nobody has ever been able to say precisely when it started. Of course, we'd talked about it way back, you and I, trying to figure this out. Like dreaming of oceans in the house of a drowned man. How can you not? But that was before, and I haven't been able to write to you about it, about them, really, until now, because our days came unfurled, and so too a city. I don't even know where you are. Back in the vault, I suppose, the mall, the desert. Does the desert even still exist, or have they surfaced there too? Muddled the sand into mawkish disarray, then fused it to glass. Did you drop the match? As for me, I'm back on the bridge. So far, at least, it's proved resilient enough, even as the water roils below. Your beloved ducks seem more confused than anything, watching these floopy bubbles plop and sing forth. I hadn't told you that part before, not wanting to worry you, but yes, the things have begun to croon. All of London feels like a mirage, and soon it'll be the 1st of August, exactly 2 centuries since the peace of 1814 was celebrated with fake war on this very river or lake or whatever it's supposed to be. That was a year of alleged decency. Sure, they still hung William Potter for cutting down a tree to survive, but he was the last to be done for the Black Act. And in late July, those called treasonous went from being hanged and drawn and quartered to just hanged and then quartered after death. The drawing part removed from legal fury to devote itself to museums full-time. And just 4 days after that, this lakish flood was chock with British vessels pretending to be British and French, play-acting the Battle of the Nile for a jubilee under the stars. And you can guess who won. Isn't that always the way? Like ducks, empire always comes home, first to brood, then to roost, and then to become a folly of landscape. And that night, too, the ducks were there, mandarins and shovelers, tufted and ruddy, all discomfited by imitation cannon fire. A cloud hung a long slash over the moon. And below it, they had rigged for blowing sky-high the Orient, the French flagship Orient, that is, whose shattered mast formed the first of Admiral Nelson's 3 coffins. But the oil got loose from the ship, got everywhere, and when the moment came to spark, sudden the fire roared toward the ducks, and gasps of horror became cheers from the crowd, as the flammable fowl somehow beat the speed of flame to hang safe in the air. Dripping from wings, the oil whose falling path over the burning water sketched the contour of this very bridge to come. It's silly, I know, but I can't help but see that moment as the origin point of our current nightmare. Like that oil sank in and piled deep in the paths below, waiting till only now to speak. Of course, the first actual sightings 3 years ago were more prosaic, goofy even. 10 tons, 15 tons of grease and trash and reek all huddled gelatinous together in the city's arteries, and we tittered. But in Manchester, it was 100 tons, and the laughter cooled. And then came the Bank of England, as a hulking mass of time and old fat exploded up into the rooms of Threadneedle Street, and you and I laughed again, as one should, at this waste of energy in the house of debt. And then we stopped for good. Not because of the terrible fire, to follow, or the rumors of what else was found in that heap. No, we stopped because here on the bridge you halted and asked me not when did this start, but how long it had been going on. Below this brittle crust we trust with our feet in gutty weight and shouldn't, because beneath us are things that never started and yet have been going on, like money or club anthem bass lines before the volume fades in. Another of them has just emerged, gurgling up into the light, the sixth I've seen today. It's down at the feet of the bridge, and it cups the structure, pretends to be architecture, then opens like lungs to huff the rank wind and wait to become flame. Ducks still abound, though, thrive even, and four are aloft now, nipping at the greasy blur of the invader, taking sustenance. Or maybe it has swallowed the ducks and arranged them into a constellation of small gray fire throughout its bulk. It's hard to see anymore. Our eyes are full of ash, and so too the sky. Still, I hope this finds you out in the desert. When it does, know that you are thought of with love and without start or end, and that the bridge remains despite itself, and that ducks sometimes pull off an upset, and that the past crammed beneath our feet sings, and that the debt will not return.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.